Blessed Assurance and welcome to Kingdom Christian Fellowship, KCF. We reveal the reality of the Kingdom of God and Christ Jesus in the lives of people all over the world. As you listen to this message, we pray that you are blessed and inspired to improve your relevance in the Kingdom of God.
Guys, so today we are still on the fear of the Lord. This is what part three of what we started on Monday. You see, some Isaiah 33 verse 6. Who's ready for me to today? And read for us. David's line is not clear, so read for us, okay? Isaiah 33 verse 6. Please read for us quickly. We are far behind time. Isaiah 33 verse 6.
Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Amen.
Amen. It says, the fear of the Lord, what is his treasure? You see, some people will tell you that, say that the fear of the Lord is an Old Testament concept. You see, when you say those things, I know where you're coming from. You are, it's called, and people say, the Lulu is not what the Lulu, right? Yes. You see that? You are deluding yourself. Or you don't know what they're talking about. If you look at Psalm 19 verse 9, it says that what? Man, we'll read Psalm 19 verse 9.
Psalm 19 verse 9.
Yes.
The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever.
Endures forever. So you can't just say that the fear of the Lord is just about, it's an Old Testament concept. No. The Bible says what? It endures forever. It endures what? Forever. So it doesn't just endure in a particular dispensation. No. It endures what? Through every dispensation we find ourselves in. Look at something Proverbs chapter 23 verse 17. Look what it says. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 17.
Proverbs chapter 23 verse 17. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day.
Oh, say what? All the day. Say what? All the day. All the. Oh my God. Please, what version is that?
New King James.
New King James, yes. He says, well, all the day. So that's what you will continue in it all the day. So you can't tell me that the fear of the Lord is only in the old, it's an Old Testament. No. Anybody who tells that you don't fear, master, when you hear that, run away for your life. When you hear that, run away for your life. Oh, it's a chim. Past them gone. My friend, look at the Bible. I've given two verses. Do you get me? So you see, and the fear of the Lord is not something, it's not demonic fear. It's not the fear of man. It's what? That you give reverence to God. That's what you give what? Reverence to God. You give reverence to God. It says the fear of the Lord is his treasure. So it means that if you fear God's way, you'll be a partaker of that treasure too. And I know that everybody, each and every one of us, want to be partakers of the Lord's treasure or to receive the Lord's treasure. So what? We need what? To fear the Lord and walk in that fear. We live in a time where men actually don't have any respect for the things of God. They don't have respect for God. They don't have respect for his kingdom. They don't even have respect for the Lord's things. As soon as he mentioned the name Jesus Christ, they will insult you, or they'll try not to even hear you. Right now, they'll try to cancel you. How can you cancel him? They cancel, you say, I'm canceling you. All because what? They don't want to hear God. And the Bible said this thing in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 7. Please quickly, read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 7. It states it all there. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 7, quickly.
2 Timothy
chapter 3, verse 1 to 7.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 7. But know this, that in the last days, perilous
Seven,
times
yeah.
will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money,
Jesus,
boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy,
God,
unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers
Jesus.
of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying it.
Yes. They, sorry, you see what? They love treasure, but what they don't love God. They like money. They like the things of the world. They hate. And I told you last time that wickedness and the fear of the Lord cannot dwell together. That anybody who fear the Lord departs from evil. If you see a wicked person, the propensity, you see, if you see a wicked person, that person doesn't have the fear of the Lord, because the fear of the Lord keeps you away from being wicked. The fear of the Lord keeps you away from sin. The fear of the Lord makes sure that sin is taken away from your life. The propensity to sin is not even in you. Because of the fear of the Lord, it takes it out of you. So if you see people who are wicked, who like sin, who they are like how do you call this animal? The pig, like swines. They like the mat. So anybody that you see who likes wicked things, who likes wicked things, that person doesn't have the fear of the Lord. I'm telling you. That person doesn't have the fear of the Lord. So, and I asked the last time, looking at your life right now, do you love God or you like money? Do you like God or you made money your God? Do you like God or you've made, do you fear God or you made your girlfriend, that girl, as and I told you that anybody that you honor more than God has become your God. Anybody that I told you the last time that people can cancel church, activists of church, at spiritual engagement, they can cancel it and go and sit with their girlfriend. They can sit on the internet whilst a spiritual activity is taking place. So then they'll go and watch Champions League, be watching Food Network, be watching telenovela, be watching a series. And they totally forget about the future of God. Oh, this one, they actually, oh, this one, it's not necessary. Yet, the God that you think is not necessary to you, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who gives you bread, they are saying that his things are not necessary. He can treat him anyhow. And yet, you desire that what? He should bless you. Child of God. If you don't care about him, why should he give you his treasures? Why should he give you his treasures? Psalm 128, verse 1 to 6. Psalm 128, verse 1 to 6.
Psalm 128, verse 1 to 6. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you.
That's right.
Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Amen.
Powerful. So it tells us that the person who fear the Lord is blessed, and it goes on to list to us the things that blessed person has. See, blessed is the man who fears. So it means that, you see, if you fear the Lord, you become blessed. You don't automatically see automatically as soon as you say, okay, you want to fear God. So there are certain things that would is credited to you automatically. He said, it will be well with you. See, so this is why you are doing cocaine. You are doing all those things. Prayer is good. I see, obviously, certain people who fear God, they don't pray certain prayers like the way you do. Because the fear of the Lord is not you, Charlie. Every day, oh God, oh God, oh God, say it is there. You see, if you have the fear of the Lord, he said that you will carry power and the blessing of God. It's simple as that. No matter what happens to you, he said, it shall be well with you. It shall be well with you. He said, it shall be well with you. Let's look at something in Exodus chapter 3, Exodus chapter 8, verse 12 to 13, quickly. Exodus chapter 8, just keep, please keep, make sure you are writing the scriptures down. Exodus chapter 8, verse 12 to 13.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 12 to 13.
Yeah.
Though a sinner does evil 100 times and his days are prolonged, yet I surely know that it will be well with those who fear God, who fear before him. But it will not be well with the wicked, nor will
That's
he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he does not fear before God.
Because he does not fear before God. We see 12 and 13. Those who fear God well, but the wicked who do not fear God, he said it will not be well with them. It will not be well with them. We live in a day where I said people do not fear God. All they want is quick and sharp blessings. All they want, like, and they want to get it through any means possible. But see, the Bible has stated clearly that actually, this is the way for you to be blessed, that you must have reverence. You must have reverence for God so that you'll be blessed. You must love what God loves and hate what he hates. For you to be blessed, it has stated clearly what you need to do. When you fear the God that owns tomorrow, he will make you see he'll make you see more than tomorrow. I'm telling you. Blessings never cease in the life of those that fear God. No, blessings will never cease in your life because what you fear God. What is the fear of the Lord? What is the fear of the Lord? Said to fear the Lord is to depart from evil. To fear the Lord is to depart from what? Evil. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. Those who fear the Lord run away from evil. If you fear God, Charlie, people of God, you don't associate with people anyhow. You don't speak anyhow. You don't just do things anymore. Because you know that I told you last night, there are eternal consequences to your actions. To fear the Lord, to fear God is to keep his word and to walk in his ways. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. That was Enoch walked with God because what he feared him. When you fear God, you will keep his word. You will keep his word. You fear God, you keep his word. If God is in you and you are a carrier of God, you fear him. You fear him. But because I told you, you don't have a revelation of who God is, Charlie. You act anyhow. You live in a state of lawlessness that, oh, Charlie, you don't care about his judgment. You don't care about his law. But child of God, if you fear God, you keep his judgment. You keep his word. Because you know, Charlie, his word is law. If you don't fear God, you don't respect him. You know the real character of a man. When that person gets a certain kind of word or influence, that's when you know that this person, apparently, because he was poor, or because he didn't have money, was behaving some way. But as soon as he got money, as soon as he got that girl, as soon as he got that school, they said that, oh, right now, Charlie. Before he got that school, he was praying, Charlie. If you see him, his trousers were at his chest. But as soon as he got out of school, things started calming down. Started talking anyhow. He became a bugger. Walking some way, talking some way. Yeah. Everything challenges went bizarre. Then that is when what his fall began. He lost his relationship with God. Child of God, if you fear God, you should keep his word and you follow his word. Those who fear the Lord, what will live in everlasting blessing. Not temporary blessings, so child of God. They live what in everlasting blessings. After Solomon did everything. You see, if you look at Solomon's life, friends, you can tell from his stages. If you look at the books that he wrote, you can tell when he feared the Lord and when he started departing from the things of God, he started departing from God. You could tell. When he wrote Proverbs, he was speaking as somebody who was like who knew God. Then he went to Song of Solomon. How can you write a book? Then they didn't mention the name of God in it. Once. They didn't never mention God in God names in it once. Then he went to the next one. And he started. When he finished, and how did he end? The end of the matter is what? It's to fear God. I said, this is the conclusion of the matter. Because you see, so you could tell that when he was young, when he got the latter civilization, I became a fool. Said, this is the conclusion of the matter. This is the what you will fear God. After he did all that he did, he wanted to know what he did. He did everything. And that guy said, and every day, if you read that book, Ecclesiastes, I saw under the sun. This man never saw above the sun. Every day, under the sun. And that's it. He never. And he said, hey, by the end of the day, you know that, Charlie, I made a mistake. You will never make a mistake in the name of Jesus. What is the fear of the Lord? To please him and do whatever you need to do to bring glory to his name. It's what to please him and do whatever you need to do to bring glory to his name. Those who fear God bring glory to his name. They are never out of his presence. If you fear God, he will do what man cannot do for you. Everything you are looking for is in the hand of God. If you don't respect God, he will never bless you. Child of God. It takes because child of God. You don't care, it's like you have a father. Or you don't care about the person. You don't even fear. You don't care. How can a person give you the advice? You see, some people carry. You see, some people they treat their bosses like they are a god, right? And they disrespect their heavenly father. They treat people. You see, they fear man. They think their promise will come from man. But child of God, your promise will not come from man. It comes from above, through man. So if it's coming from above, who is supposed to fear more? Isn't it the source? But rather, they think that man is the originator of the blessing, or man is the originator of the promise. So they rather fear man more than God. And when you see, I think the Lord said that anything that you fear becomes your God. Anything that you fear becomes your God. So you see that now they are God. Their voice becomes their God. And when their voice says, okay, I'll not bless you, that's it, I'll not promote you, then they start engineering and the part of their promotion themselves. And it ends bad for them. But if you know that God is your source, Charlie, you will not fear what your boss can, because Charlie, whatever it is, God got you. God got your back. You get back here. God will never allow, you see. God, you see, because you fear God, God will keep you. God will show that his blessings will come. Those who fear God will give God their best. They make everything possible to make God, like God, happy. A man that faith and respects God is always put in his presence. A man that fears and respects God is always attentive what to do. Attentive what in the house of the Lord. Because that what your master is speaking, your king is speaking. So you are always attentive. You are always alert. What does my God want? What does my God want me to do? You know that the king is speaking, so your ears are ready to listen to him. If you fear God, when you are in church, you will not be doing super better in church. You will not be doing a better in church. You will not be doing, you will not be watching matches in church. What happens if you choose to fear the Lord? One, God will bless you with knowledge. Proverbs 1 verse 7, man of God, will for us. What happens if you choose to fear God? The first that happens to you if you choose to fear God is that what? God will bless you with knowledge. Proverbs 1 verse 7. Really, let's go.
Proverbs 1 verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Amen.
Amen. Tell God, when you fear God, you cannot have a door or empty base alive. Because you carry the image of God. If God doesn't have an empty brain, you cannot have an empty brain. I'm telling you. If you fear God, carry an identity. That's uncommon. I'm telling you. Child of God, that you have, that you live in the fear of God, to obey his word, to do what your God. God likes, and you think that's what you can be done. You can never be done when it comes to academics. You can never be done. Two, what happens to you when you fear God? God will bless you with wisdom. Psalm 111 verse 10. What happens when you fear God? God blesses you with wisdom. Psalm 111 verse 10. Quickly.
Psalm 111 verse 10.
Yes.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Amen.
What happens again when you fear God? God will show you his mercy. God will show you his mercy. Psalm 103 verse 11 to 13. Psalm 103 verse 11 to 10. God will show you his mercy. God will show his mercy because what you fear him. Psalm 103 verse 11 to 13. Quickly.
Psalm 103 verse 11 to 13.
Yes.
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. Amen.
The next one. What happens to those who fear God? One, God will clothe you with his favor. You are clothed with the favor of God. You are clothed with the favor of God. If you fear God, God clothes you with his favor. I'm telling you, you are clothed with his favor. Psalm 147, verse 11. Psalm 147, verse 11. You see, we saw that on Monday or Tuesday, we saw the life of Joseph. Because he feared the Lord. Look at the favor that he received. Look at the doors that opened for him. Look at the access that he had. The Bible said he ran naked. He ran naked from what? The wife of Potiphar. And in some two chapters afterward, we saw him that what? The king clothed him. The fear of the Lord gives you access to the favor of God. The fear of the Lord gives you access to the favor of God. Psalm 147, verse 11. Man of God, read it and let's go.
Psalm 147, verse 11. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Amen.
Amen. What happens to you when you fear God? God gives you what? Abundance. You have access to the abundance of God. God will give you what? Abundant things. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4. Proverbs 22, verse 4. God give you, you have access to abundance. To Proverbs 22, verse 4. Man of God, let's go.
Proverbs 22, verse 4. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life.
That's right. Riches, honor, what, and life. Three things. Riches, honor, and life. Riches, honor, and life. And you put talk riches comes because what? You are working for Goldman Sachs or Apple. No. It comes what for? From the fear of the Lord. It comes from what? From the fear of the Lord. Two, what happens it is not what happens when you fear God? God reveals his secret to you. He will show you what man cannot show you, child of God. God can trust you. He trusts you because what you fear him. And let me ask you this question. Can God trust you enough to reveal his secret to you? To be a carrier of the secret of God, you must fear him. I told you in the life of Job, he said what? He said when I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of the Lord was upon my tabernacle. Can God trust you to reveal secret to you because you fear him? If you don't have access to the secret of God, it means that what? You don't fear God. If you don't have any revelation, you are reading the scriptures, you are praying, you are praying, you are praying, you are praying, you are doing fasting, everything, and no revelation is coming. No secret is revealed. Means that check your life. Ask yourself, am I actually living with the fear of God or living the fear of God? Do I really fear God? Ask yourself this question. Psalm 25, verse 14. Psalm 25, verse 14. I'm definitely going slow. Please, I want you to receive this word. Psalm 25, verse 14.
Psalm 25, verse 14.
Can God trust you enough to reveal secret to you? Psalm 25, verse 14.
Psalm 25, verse 14. The secrets of the Lord is with those who fear him, and
that's
he will
right.
Show them his covenant.
Amen. Say, and he will show them what is covenant. And he will show them his covenant. He gives you access to his bedroom, gives you access to his deep libraries. He gives you access to the things which are hidden. She said, this my son. Come. Let me show you this. Let me show you this. Let me show you this. And it is based on that secret that you dominate upon the face of the earth. It is based on that secret which I revealed to you that you become a giant in this kingdom. What secrets have you known? What secrets have been revealed to you? As I saw this secret, what secrets have you known so far? What secret have you known? What secret have you had access to? You want to live anyhow. You want to live anyhow, right? Get up. Live like there's no God. There's no judgment. Live like God does not exist. Do all your things. Speak anyhow. Then you come. God, show me the way. Show me the path. Show you what path. Show you what way. Show me the way to riches. Oh God, show me the way to the girl that I'm married. Show me the code that I should apply to. Show me, oh God, show me. Give me a revelation. A revelation of what? If to you, God does not exist. To you, you don't fear him. To you, we are living in a state of lawlessness. And they are calling you. How can you call someone who don't respect? Someone that you don't respect. You want him to reveal his secret to you. Does that make sense, child of God? Does that make sense? Let's not follow the things. Let's not follow popular opinion. Let's not follow the things that we see on the internet. Let's not follow the sayings of men. I'm telling you. It will not take us anywhere. Let's go back. We found the book of Matthew. It said, men will be lovers of themselves. You hate the things of God. You don't even like to hear his name. If you want to follow God, they'll tag you and start calling you names. I told God, it is in this period when it is in this period that was stars and giants are made. Choose to fear God. Man of God, just one secret from God will be able to turn your life around. Just one secret from God. Just one secret from God. Because look, because if you take the life of Joseph, because he feared God, God gave him access to the to revelation, insight to dreams. That somebody can have a dream, then this man can give you correct interpretation because he feared God. Your dream come that you have, you don't understand. Have you seen why you don't understand that dream? That you not have having that a coach is chasing you, wearing spurs and asking you, what is your name? Having interview between the dream. You don't even understand that dream because the fear of the Lord is out of your life. It is out. If you fear him, he will grant you access what to seek peace. He will show you the secret of life, the secret of success, the secret of breakthrough, the secret of might, the secret of academic breakthrough, the secret of business breakthrough, the secret of life is in the fear of the Lord. Choose to fear God. Don't sit in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't sit in the counsel of the ungodly. What happens when you choose to fear God? God will bring you into what? Onto ultimate relationship with him and answer your prayers. Christianity is not a religion, child of God. It is a relationship. You can't have a relationship with someone who you don't fear. You can't have a relationship with somebody who you don't honor, with who you don't revere. Those of you who are in relationships, if you don't respect that guy or if you don't respect that woman, how can you be in a relationship with that person? How can you say, look into the girl's face, say, oh, I love you. You are my, when I look into your eyes, it's like the stars that shine so bright. If you don't have honor respect for that girl, would you be able to even to look into your eyes and say those things? Unless you're a liar. Would you be able to say that? I said, God will bring you what? Into his. God will have a relationship with you. And you answer your very every prayer. Psalm 85, verse 9. I'm going to quickly read it. Psalm 85, verse 9. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 85, verse 9. Psalm 85, verse 9. Psalm
85, verse 9. Surely, his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land.
His salvation is what? Near to those who fear him. So it also means that what he saves, his salvation is there. You don't need to cry. Save me, save me, save me. Challenge. Save me. He comes to save you. Oh God, he comes. Because what? It's a relationship. And child of God, if you're in a relationship with God, you don't struggle to pray. Let me ask you, because you, those are in relationship. Every day you are eager to talk to that boy. You can be on the call, sir, and then all your ears are paining you, but still, you put the phone on loudspeaker. You still want to talk to that person. Because what? It's a relationship. The same way. Said, his service is close to them that hear him. So, you see, he brings you in, he saves you. Because what? There's a connection between you and him. Look at David. Look at Charlie. God always wants to what? His presence is always with you. If you fear God, his presence is with you. His presence is with you. Carry his presence. Any man who fears God carries the presence of God. I'm telling you. Any man who fears God carries the atmosphere of heaven around him. The aura of heaven. The presence of God. The presence of the Holy Ghost is upon that person. You see, your obedience to God, your obedience to His word, determine your relationship with Him. Relationship, what is based on relationship is based on obedience. I'm telling you, relationship, for you to be in a relationship with somebody, means that what you choose to obey that person. I'm telling you, if you fear God, you obey it. I told you, if you fear God, you obey His word. So anytime you disobey the word of God, anytime you disobey God, it means that you are not, you don't fear Him. But He said, He told Abraham that, I now know that you fear me. Because when He asked Abraham, Abraham, go and sacrifice Isaac. He got the Abraham said, only the next day, and the next day, He went ahead. You, I'll do it tomorrow. And God said, pray for this girl in the evening. Get up every 12 a.m. Pray for this girl. You only have a name. You don't know the person. Pray for this person. He tells you, hey, go and give that your one bread, one cheap bread. Go and give it to the guy at the back. I'll not go. Some crap, you don't even tell him that you no go. You pretend that you pretend what you've never. You pretend you didn't hear him speak to you. Go and drop this offering. You'll be like, it's on me. You're going to, you bought what you're going to eat. Tell them, my son, don't eat this water. Spend time with me. Like I didn't hear. And you eat the water. Do you fear God? Relationship with God is not just in prayer. It's what? It's obedience. Any child or anybody that what is in disobedience cannot have what a good relationship with his parents. I'm telling you. If every day your parents are shouting, Kofi, 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 do you think your parents will be happy with you? No. If they speak one, you say 10. Do you think they'll be happy with you? No. So therefore, if you are people and disobey God, I know that your relationship with God is not going to be good. Obey His word. Choose to fear, child of God. Choose to fear God. Choose to honor God. Choose to respect Him. Choose it. Make it a decision. Make it a decision that I choose to honor God. Not just in my word, but in this. In everything I do, I will honor God. I will fear Him. I don't fear my friends. See, for some people, the fear of their friends has crippled them. It has taken the fear of the Lord. They fear their friends more than God. So when that's what you see, if you fear your friends more than God, then you yield to peer pressure. The reason why you are able to yield to peer pressure, right? The reason why a boy can deceive you. Let's go out. Don't come to church. Oh, come and prepare me for me. Don't go to church. Oh, come and lie on my bed. Let's solve mass. Come and lie on my bed. Let's solve calculus. They start solving calculus. Come. Let's go out for like 4 days. Let's go and stay. Let's go and hire a rent an Airbnb. Let's stay inside and do what? And do what, child of God? And do what? Are you learning the equation there? No, you are not learning the equation there. Do you fear God? When it comes to fear God, I'm telling you, God can go any length for the person, for the child that obeys him. I'm telling you, if God realizes that you obey him, there's no blessing that God
will give you. I can't hear you clearly anymore.
You can't hear me clearly.
Yeah, it's better now.
Okay now.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I say what? If you choose to anybody that fears God, anybody that obeys God, God will go any length just to bless you. Obedience to God makes a man succeed. I'm telling you. Obedience to God makes a man succeed. If Peter had not obeyed God to cast, if Peter had not obeyed Jesus Christ to cast his net again, he wouldn't have to cast his net. The guy would have been in poverty. And once he chose to obey Jesus Christ and he cast out the net, what? He received the blessing of abundance. He got what? a great multitude of fish. Many believers in our time may ignore the voice of the Holy Spirit. And yet they listen to the voice of men. What Holy Spirit is speaking to them? To just forget the voice. And then they are going to hear the voice of a man. What is the man going to tell you? If you reject the voice of God, you want to break through by listening to a man of the voice of a man. It's not the world to you. Choose to obey God rather than men. Choose to what? Fear God rather than men. Your success is in God. Your success is in the fear of God. Choose to what? To obey God. Choose to honor God. Choose to fear God, child of God. I said what? Obey God. With obedience, you don't stress yourself before your presence, never. King Hezekiah, remember Hezekiah, he remembered God about his situation with him. When he was set to die, and God would increase the number of his days. God never breaks covenant, I'm telling you, will not break his covenant. What happens when you fear God? Two, God will give you dominion in the land. God will give you dominion in the land. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 to 20. You read from verse 1 to 5. You can read the verse 1 to 20 yourself. God will give you dominion in the land. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 to 20. Quickly. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 to 20. Man of God, read and ask. Thank you, Jesus.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 to 20. Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did
man
your
foot... Let them go and read from verse 1 to 20. You can go and read it yourself, okay? Let's continue. You see, I said, well, God will give dominion in the land. To have dominion is to have influence. Isaac feared the Lord, and what he prospered in the land. No matter how people are crying due to the economic hardship in this country, right? No matter how people are behaving, whatever it is, tell God, if they say the land is hard, choose to fear God, you will prosper. I told you, Job had integrity, he feared God. That's what the Bible says, what he was, what the greatest man, what in the east. If you live what in reference to the fear of God, I'm telling you, Charlie, things hardship cannot come close to you. It's a lie. I'm telling you, it cannot come close to you. To fear God, you have, you see, God gives you his attention. You have his ears. You have, so his salvation is close to them that fear him. His salvation is close to them that fear him. What happens if God would increase you greatly? God will increase you greatly when you fear him. John chapter 6, verse 23. I'm listening today. The blessing that comes to the fear of God. God what will increase you greatly. John chapter 6, verse 23. Quickly.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Yeah, now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Amen.
That's right. Amen. I said what the fear of the Lord will cause you to increase greatly. It is the fear of God that increases you, not your certificate, not your mother's connection, not your father's connection. It is the fear of the Lord, child of God, it is the fear of the Lord, not your certificate. I'm telling you, there are people who have better certificates under their bed and they don't have anything to do with it. You don't fear God. He said, "What? Well, fear God. If you fear Him, what He will increase you greatly. Your increase is in God, not in man. Choose to fear God. What will happen? Next one. God will fulfill all your desires. Psalm 145, verse 19. Because you see, there's one. Okay, you read it and let's talk. Psalm 145, verse 19. I said, what? God fulfill all your desires. Psalm 145, verse 19.
Psalm 145, verse 19.
Yeah.
He will fulfill the desires of those who fear him. Mm. He also will hear their cry and save them.
Mm. Oh, Jesus. Amen. So that he said he will fulfill your desires. Because you see, that desire, you see, because you fear God, you obey his commandment. One, once you fear God, you know that his will is what you desire. Not kind of desire, not to get to marry a fair lady. And you have like your own specs. I want a fair lady who has an Arabian skin or Arabian hair, some strange things, who is tall, has a pointed nose, has white eyes. Has blue eyes, has then. No, not those kind of things. If you fear God, your will is to do what? His will. That is it. So your desires are basically what? The things that you know that God desires. So what? You fulfill those desires. But you know that those desires are linked to his desires, not your desires of God giving you a Maybach. No, not those. Maybach to do what? I go for evangelism. Me, I'm asking God for me to do evangelism, not to sit in it and roll around town. No. It's different. To fulfill his word, God will fulfill all your desires and will save you. What will happen if you fear God? God will give you long life. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27. Proverbs 10, verse 27. And I'm going to read.
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27. The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. Amen.
Mm. Amen. So you know that the fear of the Lord will prolong what? Your days. One thing that I come to realize is the fear of the Lord is a choice. I'm telling you. You choose to fear God. Child of God. You decide that I'll fear God rather than man. You make it a point that I'll fear God. You see, do that to sin is a choice. I choose me. You make it a point. Hey, Charlie, I can either commit that sin or not commit that sin. Then you choose to commit that sin. It's a choice. To fear God is a choice. So anytime you choose not to fear God, and I'm telling you, we are presented with that choice. Right now, people had a choice: join this meeting, right, or do call with that girl, or watch TV, or sleep in your bed. They made a choice. Do not join. Do rather sleep, or do rather go out and take a stroll. It's a choice. It's a choice, like as if what's his name, Joseph. He had a choice to sleep with the lady and be a chief serviceman in that house. Every day they'll call you, they'll press the bell. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, don't press the bell. Queen, 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 queen. Oh, tini, nini, nini. Oh, yes. Madam needs you. Then you go. You become a chief service person. It's a choice. So he has chosen his destiny. Instead of what? Being a prime minister, he's a houseboy, permanent houseboy for life. When that boy knocks on your door, no, he calls you. Senuka calls you. 11 p.m. You know that 11:30 you have prayers. The Senuka comes. You know that you are alone in that room. That she's talking. She'll talk to you, sir. Ah. She'll not go. Because your roommate is not there. Senuka tell you, oh, I want to spend the night in your room. Then you say, oh, okay. You chose to spend the night in that place with that girl. You choose. It's a decision you make. It's a decision you choose it. You see that? You know that at 11 o'clock, someone comes to you at 10 o'clock. How would that person say, oh, I'm going back? Because they, oh, I'm afraid of your dad. I mean, because you lack the fear of the Lord in you. I mean that you are even afraid. And I would say the righteous are as bold but as a lion. And because sin has entered into you, fear has also entered into you. And this is not the fear of the Lord. Then, because you don't fear God, you should come and lie on your bed. Then you scan. You be, I said, what? It's a choice to fear God. See that you like it or not. If you choose to walk in the fear of God, then it shall be well with you. Those who fear God never commit sin, even in the secret place. I told you that the child of God is not in a secret place. Your whole life is on full display, live TV. They are watching you, keeping up with the keeping up with Erica Annan, keeping up with Joel, keeping up with Oheniba, keeping up with Insha, keeping up with Andrew. It's like it is there. Episode 1, episode 2, episode 2, season 1, season 5, season 10. They are watching you. So there's not like you are a secret. No, keeping up with Vanita is there. It is there like that. It is there. My life is there. So if you think I'll commit sin in my, yes, maybe Reverend Land is in order to see you. If God hasn't revealed it to me in a vision, yeah, I don't see you. Don't think that God didn't see you. Oh, he didn't see me. He didn't see. Now me, I'm a man. So if I didn't see you, do you think I'm not going to judge you? No. It's God who's going to see, and it matters if you see, and he sees all things. The angels of God saw you when you were doing that thing. The spirit of judgment is made perfect. The cloud of witnesses, they all saw you. They're calling you, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. They say, oh, I'll do it, I'll do it. And you chose to give it to the things of the devil instead of you fearing God and running away. Every time we are presented with this thing, the choice, choose to fear God. Make sure you fear God, you fear God. You cannot pretend. You see, when it comes to the fear of God, you can't pretend. You can't pretend, though. You can't pretend. You can pretend to me. But I'm telling you again, me, I'm not going to sit in a judgment seat. And I say, oh, yes, but yeah, God knows your heart. You know that you, unbushing the unfair idea. You don't respect, you don't fear him. He's the one who weighs your motive and actions. And you know whether you fear him or not. Genuinely fear God. Never allow anything to stain your white garment. Never allow anything, child of God, to stain your white garment. Never allow anything. Never allow it. 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 I intentionally spoke through, child of God, today, yesterday, through. Never allow it. I said, if you don't hear anything, I didn't see anything, if you say, oh, Reverend Ankashi, Reverend Ankashi, Mankashi, Mankashi, I'm telling you, choose to fear God. child of God, I say what? Choose to fear God. Choose to fear God. I repeat it again. Choose it. Choose. 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 Me. I choose. Let it be on your on whatever. I choose to fear God. I make a firm decision to fear God. I make a firm decision that I'll fear God. I will live with the fear of God. I'll live in that fear of God. I choose it to abstain and to run away from every form of iniquity and evil. To run away. I'm telling you that if you fear God, if you saw the things that happened to you, if you fear God, choose to fear God. If by adventure, you've gone astray for some time, you've gone wayward for a period of your life, and you are still pretending. Still, you've been able to pretend all these years since the 100 to 400. You've been pretending. Your prayers think that you are close to angel maestro. Even your fellow executives think that you are close to angel Michael. As man, it is all pretense. You know that deep down, you don't fear him. You know that deep down, if you enter into that room, if you enter that bathroom, if you enter, you choose the things and you have no iota of fear of the Lord in your heart. Then you come, your steps up are measured. You take one step. Peace. When you see a couple, a fly cup cannot die. But in secret, God, in secret. And I told you, as a child of God, there's nothing like what a secret life. Your life is on display, full HD, live TV, it's live, full HD, full streaming. They are streaming it live, like they are streaming to live. Choose to fear God. Tell me that I don't like this message, but me, I'm telling you, I told you today, I'll preach what I'm going to preach. I will not add this, I'll not take it from it. Choose to fear God, not man. Choose to fear God, not your friends. Choose to fear God, not Twitter. Not people who don't care and fear God and want to listen to them. Choose to fear God. Obey what God has told you and live by that thing. If peradventure, let me tell you, let me end it. If peradventure or if whatever, if you've not been know that, you know that, Charlie, what, even on this tooth break, it is you and that boy. It is you and that girl. It is you. Right now, I don't even know whether it is boy, or girl, guy. I don't even know which is in the system now. And you pretend that you are this one. Know that what? I said this. The Bible said they shall be lovers of themselves. Anything that is pleasing to yourself, they like it. God tells you this thing is bad. You've gone against his word, and you are doing whatever you like. Choose to fear God. Don't listen to your emotions. Oh, that's how I am. Please tell me how you are. You are making the image or likeness of God. Choose to fear God and live by his standards. If you know that since you went home this week now, or you've been doing it all your life, that you and God, that you only pretend, I beg you, child of God. I beg you. You don't know when the trumpet will sound. There is no pretend when it comes to God. Please. Wherever you are, right now, I'm not there. We are doing this in secret. So right now you are in secret. Father, I've been doing this in secret every day. I've been masturbating in secret. I've been sleeping with men. I've been sleeping with boys. I've been sleeping with myself. Whatever, Father, please, today, I make a decision to fear you. Have mercy. It says that what? You have mercy upon those who fear you. Today, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me, my God. Have mercy upon me. I choose to fear today. Let install into my heart the fear of the Lord. I choose to fear you, oh God, today. I choose to fear you. Job, because he feared God, he said that he said what? What he said, I have not looked at any woman twice. Let me look at that face. Let me look for that face.
Thank you for listening to this message. If you were blessed by this, share it with someone and be an agent of impactful change for the kingdom of God. God bless you.